Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. A question I'm frequently asked at classes with students who work in different agencies or facilities is, how do you remember what energy is needed when cardioverting or defibbing somebody? Remembering all the different energy settings needed for cardioversion and defibrillation used to be confusing for a lot of people. Lucky for everyone, when there's an opportunity for confusion, industry usually steps in to solve a problem. In my opinion, this makes it easy for us to break down energy settings into three basic categories based on the technology. Two categories make energy settings easy, and I'll share some tips to help you remember the energy setting needed if you don't yet have the new technology. Technology 1 is use of an automated external defibrillator, or AED. Because AEDs are designed to be used by first responders and laypeople with only minimal medical training, the controls are kept very simple and are pre-programmed into the machine. When using an AED, the provider should turn on the AED, attach the pads, hopefully while CPR is being performed if possible, and then just follow the commands. If a shock is needed, the AED is programmed to deliver the required shock without any input from the user. Technology 2 is biphasic defibrillation. I'm not going to go into all the technical details of why, because my own understanding is elementary at best. But I will say that, because of the mechanism, using biphasic defibrillators lowers the electrical threshold to be successful. 200 joules is okay for a biphasic shock versus 360 joules needed for a monophasic shock. This is a good thing because passing electrical current through tissue, even when we have the best of intentions, causes tissue damage. Most modern biphasic defibrillators have an ability to measure the impedance or the anatomical resistance between the pads and can adjust the energy setting up or down to maximize the shock's effectiveness. When using a biphasic defibrillator, it is generally advised to go with the manufacturer's suggested setting or just use the built-in settings and let the electronics do the rest. If your biphasic defibrillator is an older model or you don't know the recommended setting, you can usually just start at 200 joules. Technology 3 is the use of the monophasic defibrillator. As mentioned before, these defibrillators generally require a higher energy setting to successfully convert a fibrillating heart. A starting energy when using a monophasic defibrillator is 360 joules. Monophasic defibrillators do not calculate the impedance between the pads or paddles, so no adjustments to subsequent shocks is indicated. Just set it at 360 joules for a person in cardiac arrest and leave it. These technologies can help us with cardioversion as well. Let's start with the AEDs, which are only to be used in cardiac arrest situation. So only one energy setting is needed, and an AED should not be applied to patients with a pulse. Just like defibrillation, the energy needed for cardioversion when using a biphasic device is also less and is also calculated by the machine. Just be sure to engage the sync button when cardioverting and then use the manufacturer's suggested recommendation. For monophasic monitors or defibrillators, 50 joules can be used as a starting point for narrow complex SVTs, while 100 and 150 joules is generally a good starting point for a wide complex ventricular tachycardia with a pulse. I hope that this review of energy settings for biphasic and monophasic defibrillation and cardioversion is helpful. Thanks for listening and good luck with your class.